Good morning. The time is 8:07. Beautiful start here in downtown Wausau at our Bull Falls Radio Studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Lots of sunshine, temperature of 54 degrees. I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, and also, of course, you can also join us by going to our Facebook or X page. Go to facebook.com or x.com, search out Bull Falls Radio, and you can see a video stream of what we're doing here in our studios, and also be able to add your comments as well. And if you would like to either call us or text us, you can do that as well. If you would like to be part of the show, if there's something that's on your mind, give us a call at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. And that also is our text line. If you're a little shy and you just would rather make your point through the power of the written word, you can text us as well. So again, that's our call and text line at 715-382-9297. Coming up in about 12 minutes or so, we will be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Plenty of good to talk about here today and tomorrow. Yesterday, it was an interesting day weather-wise. I was off in Eau Claire doing Wausau West baseball, and both in western Wisconsin, and as I came back on the drive both to and back from Eau Claire, there were moments where the sun was shining. There was moments where it was very pleasant. There were moments when it was raining. It was moments when it was raining hard. Some of the games in the area were postponed. I mean, it was every bit of Wisconsin spring weather put into one afternoon. It was really interesting stuff yesterday. So we'll talk to Brittany about what we can expect for the middle part of this work week, and also as we get closer and closer to the weekend. That's coming up at 8:20. Then at 8:34, we will be talking a little bit more about Anything Goes. Again, Cole Porter's Anything Goes, Wausau Community Theater, final days heading down the stretch to opening night on Friday. Again, shows Friday night and Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., and then next week, Thursday, June 6th at 6:30, Friday, June 7th at 7:30, Saturday, June 8th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and then Sunday, June 9th, wrapping things up with a matinee at 2 p.m. Performances at the UW Center for Civic Engagement on the campus of UW-Stevens Point at Wausau. Today, we will be joined at the bottom of the hour by the director, Chanel Vopel, and also by one of the cast members, Paul Mathis. That's coming up at 8:34 this morning here on the program. Before we go any further, another member of the company and the cast from the Wausau Community Theater, Anything Goes, our in-studio engineer and producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad, and thank you for the opportunity to talk about the show yesterday. Oh, that really means a lot, not only to me, but to the cast and a crew as well.
Reminds me of a professor I had when I was going to the University of Wisconsin Marathon County. He was an English lit professor, and he had a theatrical bent to himself. And whenever he would do something that he considered nice, he would get up there, put his chest out there, and say, "My heart is as big as all outdoors." So thank me for it. No, it's all good. It's fantastic that you're down to your final two rehearsals tonight and tomorrow.
Yes.
And then, you know, tomorrow final dress, of course, and then you open things up. It's going to be great to hear the perspective of your director coming up in just a little bit, and also one of your castmates as well. So
crazy that only a month ago that we were just in the middle of rehearsals, and now we're getting down the home a stretch of the first week of performances.
It's always that way, isn't it? I mean, it really is this process.
It goes by fast.
And then again, as I think I said this to you previously, one of the toughest aspects of this is you build, you go right through, you know, the process of rehearsals, you
then
build
it's
it,
over.
And then you close it up on that final Sunday, and then right away you tear it all down. I mean, you have a teardown right away, right after that show is done. Mm-hmm. Before you leave, you have to have that place back to pristine condition. You have to have it back to the way that you left it, that you found it, and then it's all gone. I mean, it's really amazing how quickly that all that work that is done over the weeks and months is taken down immediately. That's the sad part of it, actually. I mean, it's because it's like you want to savor it a little bit, but no, once that show is over, you got to get to work and start the teardown.
I'll be sure to savor as much as I can, absolutely. But thankfully, our final show is an afternoon, a noon show, and not an evening show, so we shouldn't be staying there like until like 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, absolutely. So we'll talk more about the show coming up at 8:34. Wanted to talk a little bit, because yesterday we mentioned the tragedy that occurred early on Monday morning, where a member of the coaching staff for the Wausau Wild co-op lacrosse team, a co-op between Wausau West, Wausau East, and DC Everest, 2018 DC Everest graduate Quentin Clark was killed in an automobile accident on Monday morning. And then the team met on Monday evening and was broken the news about this tragedy, the big loss within this program. The team decided that they were going to play. And last night they did play. And as we said yesterday, I was happy to hear that they had a big crowd over at Wausau East where the game was played. And the Wild came out and they played for their fallen coach. They went out there and they rolled over the Hamilton Co-op 16-5 in their first round playoff game. The Wild played exceptionally well right from the start. They took a 10-3 lead at halftime and then added more in the second half to win 16-5. But again, I mean, it doesn't take away the tragedy. It does not. But it does, I think, show another instance where the community of an athletic team helps in a tough situation. I've been around this for a long time covering high school sports, and I think there's so much more than just the competition. And the competition is fantastic. I think people need to learn to compete, to try to reach your best on the field of competition, because you're going to have to compete for jobs and compete in different aspects of your life as you move on. But there's also the camaraderie. There's the coming together of a group that may be different in a lot of ways, but they all have goals for this group. And to be able to have that amount of toughness, I mean, it's not easy to deal with just, I mean, this is as big a tragedy as you're going to see. Death. I mean, death. You lose somebody that you saw the day before. Unexpectedly, you lose that person. And for them to not only decide, hey, we're going to come out there, we're going to play for Quinn Clark, and then to perform well. Sometimes when you have all that emotion, it will take away from the ultimate performance. But they were able to go out there, perform well, keep their season alive, and be able to stay together for another game as they continue their playoff run. So congratulations to the Wausau Wild. I almost feel bad talking about, but more information has come out in terms of what happened with this accident. And I think it's important to mention it because we don't want it to happen again. And, you know, when you're out late at night, I think it's easier to make mistakes. And it appears that there was a major mistake made early Monday morning with this crash.
What happened?
According to a news release from the Mosinee Police Department, a caller at about 1:41 a.m. Monday morning reported the crash involving a potential wrong-way driver. And it just seems, when I saw that, it's like the heart sunk because, I guess there's no real good way this could have happened, but to have it because of a wrong-way driver on I-39 exit 179, I mean, I've taken that route many, 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 many times over the years, and I think many people out there have taken this route many, many times over the years. And wrong-way driver, Interstate 39, exit 179, that's the main Mosinee exit. When officers arrived, they confirmed a crash between a semi-tractor trailer and a silver two-door Ford Focus. And obviously, it doesn't take much thought to realize that in a head-on collision between a semi-tractor trailer, and a two-door Ford Focus, that the Ford Focus is going to get the worst of that accident. And the driver of the Ford Focus was Mr. Clark. the only occupant of the vehicle, which is, I guess, the only fortunate aspect that there was only one person in the vehicle, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. The initial investigation determined Clark entered the southbound lanes from the exit 179 ramp from State 153 and collided with a semi that was traveling south in the right lane. After it hit the semi, the car was forced in a southbound direction. The semi driver lost control, came to rest in the median between the northbound and southbound lanes, and the investigation is ongoing. So I guess the point to be made is you have to be careful behind the wheel at all times. All times. I mean, you can say, hey, I'm a great driver, but it only takes one mistake to cause the loss of life. And
that's right.
And that's the reason I bring this information. I again, the juxtaposition of, I think, the incredible performance of those high school boys last night in their playoff game, and then to have to give the information, you know, it's not easy. But at the same time, again, if you're out there traveling, and I travel a lot, and got to always keep focus and try to avoid these kind of mistakes. So, again, the bottom line, number one, congratulations to the Wausau Wild for doing something, I think, very strong. They showed a lot of character in what they've had to deal with the last couple of days, and hopefully this playoff run will continue for them as well. The time is 8:18. We're going to talk about the weather coming up. We're going to be joined by our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. That's straight ahead. Along with Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you want to try to battle your eyes and take a look at me and Ian, you can also join us at facebook.com and x.com with our Bull Falls Radio page. We have a video stream where you can also add your comments. But now would be the time to go on it because we got a much more attractive face out there. It's our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa, joining us as she does every morning here at 8:20. Brittany, number one, good Wednesday morning.
Good morning, Chad, and thank you so much for the compliments. I'm going to throw them right back at you because your hat today just brightens my day. The yellow, it is neon. Is that a Brewer's hat?
It is a Brewer's road hat. Their alternate hat. I like to have, when I went to a game a couple of years ago and I got to get a new hat. My old hat was getting worn down. So I said, well, you could go with the all blue hat or add a little bit of the yellow color. And you're exactly right. It kind of jumps out. So I thought, I'm going to jump out. I'm going to get noticed here with my hat. So I went with that. And yeah, absolutely. I liked a little bit of a little more juice, especially in the morning to get us going. And, you know, you talk about the brightness with the hat. We have the brightness outside as well. But before we talk about today, you were right on yesterday. I went over to Eau Claire for my ball game. And I was saying earlier to Ian that yesterday I think we saw every bit of the kind of weather that you can get in the spring. Because when the game started, there was blue skies, there was sunshine, and all of a sudden, by the second inning, these dark clouds move in, and a downpour comes, and we have to make a delay, and then right away, out it goes. We again see some blue skies and sunshine, and some dark clouds come back in again, and I know it was happening around here in central Wisconsin as well in the afternoon. One of our other game, a marathon game, was rained out, so it was really a smorgasbord of spring weather in Wisconsin yesterday.
It sure was. I like to call those popcorn showers or storms. They just pop up everywhere. They were all across the state. Some of them are moving in lines, heavier rain further down south with some thunderstorms. But here for us, they moved by pretty quickly, but they did dampen our evening. Darn. Yeah. I'm sorry you were out there, Chad, and rain delays and all of that. That's no fun. But, you know, hanging out in the mud is a little fun, too, for the players sometimes.
And there was
mud. I remember those days.
There was. They were getting that field back into shape. They were moving that mud around. They had some shovels. They were shoveling the mud out. There was a lot of mud.
Wow. They had to shovel the mud out. That is a sight to see.
They brought the shovels out to get rid of some of that mud. But this morning, man, again, it's just, you know, you love to start your day off. When you look outside or you're driving into work and you see the blue skies, you got the, you know, the temperatures starting to warm up. Again, just a picture perfect start this morning.
Oh, it sure is. You know, I was saying earlier, I think Mother Nature is giving the state of Wisconsin a birthday gift because it's Wisconsin's birthday today, and high pressure. There's like three of them stacked over the state. So it's like, I'm so sorry for a wet Memorial Day. Here's a happy birthday to Wisconsin. But yes, just calm, beautiful weather out there. The winds are calm. The skies are sunny. It's going to stay this way all day today and all day tomorrow. So put this on repeat. Temperatures today will be in the upper 60s to low 70s. We'll be in the low 70s for sure tomorrow. And then by Friday, we're going to climb into those mid 70s. A few more clouds build in on Friday, but it'll still be dry until the evening. That's when our next system rolls in, and we've got a few of them targeting us over the weekend. So a few more shots of showers and storms, and I'm talking warming temperatures to near 80 degrees by early next week with the mugginess moving back in and, you know, that humidity, you're going to get storm chances. So that's how next week is going to start off. So soak up the sun rays today and tomorrow.
And it makes sense. It's hard to believe, but this weekend we do turn the calendar to June. And we haven't had that hot and sticky. We've had the storms, but we haven't had the hot and sticky yet.
No. And you know what we're getting tonight, Chad? Get this. We are so clear and calm that our temperatures are going to crash to the upper 30s. So there will be some frost headlines going out tonight. Probably for sure into like Vilas, Forest, Florence counties, but those could stretch down our way as well. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that tonight. But I was scratching my head earlier this morning. You know, I'm still half asleep trying to get the caffeine in me.
And yeah. Like,
it is almost June. I should not be saying this frost word anymore. But here I am.
But that makes weather interesting, doesn't it?
That's why I live in this state, because wow, do we get everything, and it just keeps changing every day, and we just see it all
of it here. It's not like San Diego, where if you're a weather person over there, you just say, hey, sunny and 77 every day. Okay. that's boring. You want to have a little excitement.
I swear, I do the radio out in California too, daily. Just for one station, but I'm telling you, it is the easiest one to forecast. They're hitting hundreds, though, right now. I'm forecasting triple digits as they push into the weekend. So but that's too hot.
Normally, you just say, hey, send me the check.
Yes.
Send me the check. I'm willing to say sunny and whatever. Just send me the check. All right, Brittany. What are the details here for the middle to the late portion of this work week?
Absolutely beautiful today. Sunny skies. Grab the sunglasses. Get outside and enjoy it. It's not going to be breezy either. Nice and perfect. Highs hitting about 69 degrees. Tonight we will fall to the upper 30s, so frost is a possible. So bring in some of those plants if you have any outside. Otherwise, tomorrow, highs hitting 72 degrees. It'll still be sunny out there and a gorgeous day. We'll still see the sunshine Friday as well. Highs hitting 74 degrees with some clouds starting to build in. And the next two systems strike. We are looking at rain Friday night into Saturday morning. And then again, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Kind of a soaker with severe weather in there as well. But temperatures getting warmer to near 80 by next week.
All right. Well, we're going to certainly enjoy today and tomorrow. Darn near perfect. I got to say, perfect weather. And we're going to thank you for it.
Yay. Brittany, thank you, Chad.
Yeah, Brittany, have a great Wednesday. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
You as well. Bye.
That's our Brittany Merlot again. Joins us every weekday morning at 8:20 with all the weather details that you need here on Bow Falls Radio. Right now in Wausau, fair skies again, a beautiful start. 54 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the north at 6 miles per hour. The dew point is 45, relative humidity of 72%. The barometer at 30.22 inches, a visibility of 10 miles. So again, really a great start here to begin our hump day Wednesday. And if you're looking for something to do this weekend, one of the great opportunities is to head on over and see Anything Goes from the Wausau Community Theater. We're going to learn more about the show. We'll be joined by their director, Chanel Vopel, and one of the cast members, Paul Mathis. That's coming up. The time is 8:28. I'm Chad Holmes with Ian Welsh. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And again, you can also join us by going to our Facebook page or our X page. Again, facebook.com, x.com. Search out the Bow Falls Radio page and be able to see our video stream and also add your comments as well. If you are a regular listener to this program, you obviously know that we've been talking a lot for the last couple of months with Ian Welsh, a cast member of Anything Goes from the Wausau Community Theater. They will be hitting the stage for their opening night in just two nights on Friday night at 7:30 at the Venega Theater at the UW Center for Civic Engagement at the University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point in Wausau campus. But that's only the first of eight big performances over the next two weekends. And to talk a bit about the process and about the show itself, we're joined by the director, Chanel Vopel, and also by one of the cast members, Paul Mathis. And Chanel and Paul, thank you for coming on into the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, before we start, you know, really delving in, this is a classic show. I mean, this is one that's been around for nearly a century. We were talking about it yesterday. I had brought up some of the information that the original Broadway production was 90 mm-hmm. years ago, and it's come back, and it's won Tonys for revivals a couple of mm-hmm. different times, and it's been a show that's produced by different groups, community mm-hmm. groups, and school groups. I guess, Chanel, first of all, what is the draw for a community theater for Anything Goes? What makes this a really good show for WCT and for yourself to decide to direct it?
Sure. Well, it's just a really big, fun, classic show tune, shenanigan-filled musical. And I think that it has a kind of a universal appeal for anybody who likes theater. There's lots of singing. There's lots of dancing. There's a Shakespearean storyline where you have love interests falling in love when they shouldn't because they're engaged with someone else. You've got little characters who just come in to create trouble, and it's just very fun and silly. And I think it's overall pretty family friendly. Some of the lyrics are a little bit sassier if you delve into the stories behind them, and especially the historical significance of what they meant 90 years ago. But it's just something that I think anybody who's like from 5 years old to 95 years old is going to have a lot of fun when they sit in the seats and get to watch it.
And Paul, what is the role that you're playing this time around?
I play Moonface Martin. He's kind of a somewhat hapless gangster, public enemy number 13, which is he was a little higher on the list. And I'm basically on the run with my sidekick, Irma.
It sounds like, again, I think the first time that I saw you was during Drowsy Chaperone. I went and saw Ian, and I saw you, and I was just blown away by the entire production. I got to say that. It was really a fantastic show. Is the energy aspect something that is maybe a calling card for you on stage? Because I thought that that's something that jumped out a couple of months ago, and it's just based on, number one, the name of the character and what you just said. Is this another, what you call maybe a high energy performer?
Yeah, it's one of these semi, a little bit buffoonish, a little bit of brings a lot of comedy to it. Mm-hmm. Energy, just kind of stuff out of left field. I kind of like that. I mean, that's in my wheelhouse. So,
Janelle, how many folks are involved in this production?
I think we're going to have close to about 50 people altogether. I've got 30 actors alone. I've got about a dozen people in my production crew, and probably even a dozen more who've just like quietly helped behind the scenes, coming and helping pick up set pieces for us, or painting a little thing here and there, or just giving us, I know all of us need a lot of support to get through a musical because it's quite a grueling schedule for a couple of months. So
how
I think
do you
generally 50.
Yeah. I mean, you said it. I mean, a lot of folks, and as a director, and you obviously have to work most closely, I imagine, with the cast to get things into shape. How do you go about it? What is your game plan when you first said, okay, I'm the director of this show, and I got to bring this all together? What are the keys to success for you as a director?
For me, firstly, coffee. but really, I find a good production team, because I feel that as a director, you're only as successful as your team is. So a couple of years ago, I had just finished working on Pippin, and things went pretty chaotically, but at the end, it was so smooth because we had a really good team. Every performance was just so easy because everyone knew what they were doing, and they stayed in their role, and they did it with excellence. And so when we finished that show, I wanted to do it again. So I started headhunting my team, and a lot of it was some personal friends, some people that I'd worked with previously, and a couple of people who've come in a little bit more recently that have just been invaluable. So if you've got people who know what they're doing and or are willing to be trained, because this is community theater, we're all technically working in amateur unpaid positions, then you can just like do anything, I think, with that. So that's my first step, is just really getting a good team together and then building a good process. And I've done this for a little over a decade, so I've done things all of the wrong ways and hopefully keep learning how to do it better. So I'm sure like at the end of this show, I'm going to look back and see, oh, what could I improve on for the next time?
Process is such a big word when it comes to theater. And Paul, for your process, this has been a 2 month, because I remember when Ian, you know, first auditioned and then the read-through, and I think it was basically a full 2 months here for this production. How do you go about trying to develop a character, especially this, well, take this character over a two-month span to try to be, you know, right at the top of your game when the curtain opens on Friday night? What is your process?
Well, first, you know, I'll try to just get as much material in me as possible. I mean, I might look at previous productions of it just to kind of get a vibe of where they had gone. You know, I looked at, you know, some of the most current ones. You're reading the script and just kind of, you know, figuring out exactly what they're trying to come across, and then trying to put a voice to it. I struggled a little bit just trying to get an actual, just the physical voice of how do I want, you know, Moonface to sound. And then it's just starting to develop mannerisms. I mean, as you're starting to do, like, runs of scenes, just kind of, you know, what mannerism is he going to, you know, is he going to be? You try to get in his head, like, what would you do if you, you know, you're Moonface Martin, you know, and you think you're above, you know, a little bit of everything, and you're just kind of suave, but not too suave, you know. So you keep tweaking, and every time you run it, you're just adding a little bit more and pushing it a little bit more forward, until finally you just, all of a sudden, you strut across the stage and you're like, oh yeah, that's Moonface. You know.
Again, we're talking to Chanel Vopel and Paul Mathis, director and cast member of Anything Goes, which the Wausau Community Theater will be presenting the next two weekends, three productions this weekend, Friday and Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday at 2 p.m., and then next Thursday at 6:30, that's June the 6th, then Friday the 7th at 7:30, two shows on Saturday the 8th at 2 and 7:30 p.m., and then finally a Sunday matinee on June 9th at 2 p.m. Ian and I have been talking over the last couple of months to the beyond the show, that there was news that came out that community theater is, you know, financially needs a significant upgrade. This show is important. not to get into the, you know, into the nitty gritty of that, I wanted to ask both of you, because you're obviously given a lot of time and a lot of energy and just a lot of yourselves to be part of the Wausau Community Theater. I want to ask each of you, what does WCT mean to you? Why is it important within your lives and also the lives of the community as a venue for artists, a venue for folks that just like to go and see great performances? What makes WCT important to each of you? And I guess we'll start with Chanel.
I think it's a place, honestly. I moved to Wausau about 5 years ago, and WCT was the first place where I started to feel a little bit at home, and I started to build connections and relationships. And I guess, kind of selfishly as an artist, it gives me a place to play and build and create and grow. And my hope is always to just share joy or interesting and thought-provoking theater to the community. And the beautiful thing with community theaters is, because we are done by amateurs, we are the local people. We are, you know, a lot of us do have professional backgrounds too, mm-hmm. but it's really so much a labor of love, more so than a paycheck. And it's also a way to make theater affordable. Sure, you can go to right. a large venue and pay $90 for a nosebleed seat to see a wonderful show on Broadway, and that's fantastic. But sometimes it's a little more feasible to spend $25, and then you have a front row seat to a local production.
And Paul?
Yeah, WCT, what I really love about it is they tend to put on bigger shows, you know, a lot more musicals. And it's really been my escape from the everyday. It's my place where I get to just go away from everything else, and I get to play, and I can create like a brand new character, a brand new persona, and perform it for people, and, you know, make them laugh, make them have a great time, and forget about what's outside those doors for, you know, a couple hours. That's huge. And to be able to do it with a bunch of people, like, you'll come into a cast and yes, there's the familiar faces you've seen in four or five different shows that you've been in. And then there's the newbie that's never done a show before. And to actually watch them grow through that and become friends and like a family, you know, through all that, it's remarkable. It's an experience like nothing else.
Mm-hmm. I want you to tell me about Ian Welsh.
I love Ian. He is a rock in every production I worked on. Actually, a little anecdote is I first came and worked in Wausau Community Theater for Mamma Mia in summer of 2019. I came as a part of the production crew, and Ian was playing like lots of different characters, as you do in an ensemble type of a show. And I just noticed there was like a church scene where he was like sitting and fixing his tie, or he was at the cafe and he was like having a drink, and he just looked so natural. And that was wonderful. And when I cast him in this show, I knew that from probably day two, he was going to have everything memorized, and he would probably be able to know everyone else's lines too.
As
guilty as charged.
I'm going to let you, Ian, do you have a question for your director and your castmate here before, you know, I want, because you're obviously there every night. Is there something that that I should be asking here that make sure everybody knows about before they go to UWSP at Wausau starting Friday night?
I think a fun question to ask is, what has been your favorite part of the show? Like, Paul, I know you have a lot of funny scenes, but what is your favorite scene that you do as your a character that's so much fun?
Oh boy, yeah. There's a lot of them in this show, but I think one of my favorites is my very early run-in, with a minister, and that little bit of dialogue and everything else. I just really like it.
And Chanel, I guess that kind of piggybacks a question I have, because, you know, obviously you have different choices. As you said, you can be part of the crew, you can be part of the cast, mm-hmm. and you can be a director. What is it about being a director that you really enjoy, especially in a big production like this?
The confession is that I just am very nosy, and I like to have my hands in everything. And as a director, I have touched every set piece. I have been a, I haven't really helped a lot with costumes and props, but I've been a part of like connecting with every single person in the cast and every single item that you're going to see on stage. And it's brings me so much joy to see that, you know, 2 years really of work for me has come together to this, and it's going to create something really fantastic. And I could not do it alone. I have to credit everyone else for coming in and being creative and filling in the gaps and being brilliant. And I think that that sense of community is just so fantastic. I get goosebumps every time I think about it.
Well, we had about 90 seconds to go. And I guess the final thing I would say is that anybody that just wants to have a good time. Again, I mentioned I went to the Drowsy Chaperone. It was such a good show. I have to admit, I was really blown away in terms of yourself and Ian and everybody else in that cast. And I, from what you say here, this has, again, that fun energy to it. What will folks get if they come and see this show, one of the 8 performances that you have?
I'm hoping that they have a really lovely afternoon or evening at the theater. I hope that they have their toes tapping with the lovely Cole Porter music. We've got a wonderful orchestra. And then also there's a subtle commentary in the show that everything changes and sometimes you just have to accept it. You know, anything goes is the title song. And that's kind of the message that the show really has.
Anything you want to add, Paul?
I'm just blown away by, even though it's like it's an old classic, the music is very catchy, very earworm worthy, and a lot of comedy, a lot of just little quips from all across the cast. I mean, it's really good.
Finally, how do you get the tickets?
How do we get the tickets? You can go online. We actually have a short URL, bit.ly/WCTAGOES, AGOES. And also you can like send us a message on Facebook, go onto our website, or you can get tickets at the door. We also will have a QR code to help lines stay a little shorter.
Chanel Vopel, Paul Mathis, break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in.
Thanks
absolutely.
So much.
We're going to come right back. The time is 8:49. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Chanel Vopel and Paul Mathis for coming on in and joining us as they get set for the last couple of dress rehearsals before opening up Anything Goes on Friday night, again at the UW Center for Civic Engagement, the Venega Theater at the UWSP at Wausau campus. And again, And Ian Welsh with me again, another member of the cast. And I know we talk about this a lot, but I do think that it's important to have these opportunities for folks to perform and also for folks to just come and enjoy theater. I think, again, I've said this so many times, that having a community that is engaged with the arts, has opportunities with the arts, whether it's the theater, whether it's other kind of arts within the spectrum of, you know, painting and everything else, where you have opportunities either to learn or to be involved in any kind of expressive performance, I think is vital. And it makes, I think, Wausau such a wonderful place to live. And we've talked again about the importance of the community theater. It was interesting to hear about, you know, the importance of the community theater with both of our guests. But it's also fun just to hear how much, you know, I hear from you all the time how much each of those folks enjoys this.
Absolutely, because everybody has a different reason for enjoying the theater. But I share the same a similar reason to what Paul was saying, is that the theater is an escape from reality, because sometimes you know, family and work and just a life in general can be very chaotic. And with a theater, you get to put all that on the shelf for a little while and step into someone else's shoes and just have fun. That's why I enjoy a theater very much.
Well,
I mean, it's just more natural because once I step into a character and put on the costume and as I get to play around with the set, it's like I'm a little kid again, just playing make-believe, and I absolutely love it.
What is your process? I asked Paul that. I'm curious. When you start a show, when you start, you know, at the very beginning, how do you get to the point at the end where you want to be, where you'd feel like, I'm very comfortable, I feel like I'm going to be able to give the performance that I want? Do you have a method to it, or is it different every time?
Well, it's a little bit different every time, but I do have a process I like to follow, is that usually I get a feel for my character. Well, first I focus on the lines and how I say them. And because I'm a person who stutters, I have to really, you know, look through the lines and see if there's anything I can do. There's certain words that might be a little tricky at first. So I highlight certain letters and sounds in pencil, and I use like some short pauses and easy onsets to, like, you know, get a feel for getting the lines out smoothly without having too much of a break in there. And then once I have the lines down, I try and build on the character itself. You know, we just call it like, what's your motivation?
Mm-hmm.
So I focus on the motivation. I focus like, okay, so why is my character saying these lines at this moment? Like, what are their actions? Like, how do they feel about themselves? How do they feel about other characters? You know, I start to build on those relationships. It's like, how would my character interact with other characters on the stage as well? And then I just... My imagination kind of takes over, and I have a lot of awesome ideas, and sometimes they don't always work, and I have to readjust, but it's one of the joys of theater is that you make mistakes, and it's a good thing. You make mistakes, and you adapt. You learn. You adjust to, you know, your lines and your character, and overall, it's just so much have fun, because every character is different, especially if you're an ensemble character and you have multiple parts, then you really have to be organized with your different characters.
And again, I think something important to say, you know, you mentioned the fact that, you know, you have to work to make sure that with the stutter that you're able to get, you know, the performance that you want. But also, I think it underlines the fact that, as both of our guests said as well, that the theater is so open to everybody.
Absolutely.
That you're able to go in there, and there may be people out there tuned in right now that for whatever reason think, I can't do that. They won't want me there. That there's nothing further from the truth, is there?
You know, I thought the same, I think, at my age when I first started this, because I was very introverted. I wasn't very social, and my stutter was pretty bad, but I've learned to grow, and I made a lot of new friends, and I'm able to work on these skills and develop them over all these shows. And the confidence just grows and grows with every show. And it really is a transformative process. And you're absolutely right. A theater is open for everyone. It's not just certain people. It's for everybody, because everybody from all walks of life can have a place in the theater. Absolutely.
And now you're on the radio too, so.
Yes, I am.
So it all keeps on growing and growing and growing.
It really does.
Absolutely. So again, 8 performances, so no excuse not able to get there. Friday night 7:30, Saturday night 7:30, Sunday at 2. But that's only 3 of the 8 performances. 5 more performances next week. Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7:30. Saturday the 8th at 2 and 7:30, Saturday the 9th at 2 p.m., UW Center for Civic Engagement. Again, check out the website, check out the Facebook page. Come buy your tickets at the door. I mean, there's...
Absolutely. Tell your friends and family. There's There's room for everybody at the theater.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have an information update, going to find out what's happening in news, weather, and sports, and then have hour number two of the show. I'm Chad Holmes, along with Ian Welsh, Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.